box.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Good morning. tell our listeners about you messaged me last night. Yeah.
Oh,
this is crazy, dude.
I thought
Jones
about
Soda. Jones Soda is advertising. I'm sure you probably don't even want to talk about it because you're going to get more advertising.
More ads. So if anybody remembers, was it this? It had to be this week. I think either Monday.
I think it was Monday.
Monday or Tuesday. Anyway, it was a story about Jones Soda in one of the morning times.
Brock's never had one, and I was ripping on him badly about it because they're fantastic, and he needs to try one.
Never in my life. And up until that day, I read that story. Have I ever talked about Jones Soda? Have I looked up Jones Soda? But, of course, the day after we do a bit about Jones Soda, what is advertised in my social media?
It's crazy.
Ad for Jones Soda right there. Right, craziness. There, dude. Yeah.
It's craziness.
We've talked about this before. They're always listening, man. It's just, it's like they're not even trying anymore to disguise. Like, yeah, we're listening to you 24/7, 365. Yeah.
Am I going to have to start reading the terms? Because I'm still just clicking agree.
Who's got the time?
It's like 90 pages long. Yep. You scroll forever.
Nope.
No, you just agree. They know. They put all that information in there for a reason. So you don't read it.
And it's not like I'm looking up anything crazy, all right? I'm sure who's ever there, whatever FBI agent has been tasked with watching my search history is probably bored, okay? Yeah, there's some porn on there. There's some weird things, like weird ailments. Like, oh,
dude,
I got to.
It's kind of a weird thing, though. Like for instance, there should be like a red light on your phone if they're listening. You know, it's active. They're listening.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's kind of secret. Oh, it's in your pocket. You don't think about it every time you open your mouth. Like, oh, hang on a second. I got to turn my phone off so that, you know, it doesn't get advertisements or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm scared to look things up now because I know I'm just going to get littered with that stupid advertisement.
Yep, yep. Yeah, Jones Soda, never once in my life since I've had, not even when I had internet back and dial-up did I ever look up Jones Soda. But,
and
of course.
Can you turn that off? For instance, I get littered with e-bike ads.
Yeah,
I have an e-bike. I don't need another one. I don't want one.
Yeah,
I'm not looking them up. Dude.
And that day comes, though, buddy, when you want another one or maybe you need to recommend.
Turn it
there's
off.
There's a deal. I don't know if you can, though. I think it's just we have accepted the fact that our phones are always listening. They're just targeting us left and right. It doesn't matter. So, yeah, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, so there you go, man. You're going to have to try one now because you're going to get littered with ads.
You know what I love, too? They have those commercials. I've seen them a couple times on TV and even advertising here. It's like, oh, you can have safe or you don't want the government listeners to have safe internet searches and your internet won't be tracked. Yes, it is. Everything is tracked. And if you think you're being smart and getting around them, you're not. All right, you're not. So just accept it, and you know,
man, that's just audio, dude. We haven't even talked about the cameras on your phone.
I'm holding,
one looking at me right now. Is it on?
I'm holding my phone right now, and so hey, FBI guy who's watching me, I know you're there, man. I know you're there, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
Like a good question. I got a question. Like a good question would be, I don't have the webcam on now. I don't have it, you know, the camera active on my phone right now. But if something happened right now, could they look up the camera? Is it recording all the time?
I believe so.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, obvious. Dude, that's wild. Yep. Come on, guys.
I got you, man. I got you.
Well, hello. How are you? I'm right here.
The good news is, because of all the weird, random, stupid stuff we talk about, they don't have a gate.
I'm at my webcam right now.
Hey, how are you? Hey, guys. Anyway. All right, yeah, so Jones Soda, they got me. Let's keep moving here. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Love them over there, man. They're not always watching you. They respect your boundaries. They do, but they'll help you out when you need it. Well, in case you missed it, here's a story that sounds like something Hunter and I would do while we're drinking, but it's not about us, okay? So a man in Turkey was reported missing on Tuesday. His loved ones lost touch with him for several hours. Apparently, he had gone out drinking with some friends and then just wandered into the woods. I'm going to take a nice drunk walk in the woods, you know.
Came back, did he?
He did, actually. Believe it or not, they found him. They found him while doing a search party for him. Even better, He got to help out on the search. That's right. While in the while in the woods, the guy saw people looking for someone, so he joined in. Reportedly for hours. Eventually, he noticed that they were chanting his name, so he responded, "Hey, I'm here. It's me." Once authorities confirmed he was with them, they called off the search and gave him a ride home. So here's... Obviously, this is stupid enough because the guy was only gone for a few hours.
And Greg, come on again.
Yeah, Greg, we've been saying your name for like 6 hours while you've been with us. Didn't you notice? Well, I thought maybe it was some other guy named Greg.
Another Greg or something.
Yeah. That's what I think is really baffling about the story is the fact that here he is drunk in the woods. And he runs into these people like, oh, hey, random guy drunk in the woods. Well, look, we're out searching for someone. And at one point, I didn't say, hey, what's the guy's name? Do you have a description so that I know what I'm looking for? Like, no, nah, just start yelling
like
out,
me, man.
Hey, guy, hey, you, fella. Anybody, fella, you in here, fella? Like, why did it take so long?
It's too bad that like, the person next to him didn't do the double take. You know, like, they've been looking for hours, and just for some reason, the lady looks over to her right, and you're like, wait.
Hold on a second.
What?
Wait.
Hang on.
6'2". Okay. Yeah. He's about 6'. Brown
What's
hair.
Your name?
He's got brown
What's
your hair. Name? Yeah. Goes by the name Greg. Hey, is your name Greg?
Yeah, it is.
Greg.
He smells like booze.
Hey, everyone, I found Greg. He's right here.
He's been here the whole time.
Yeah. Greg, you jerk.
Yeah, Greg's not drinking. His friends are sitting him down. You know what, Greg? No more
drunk walks in the woods. Ah, but guys, I like drunk walks in the woods. You got to put a bell on Greg, apparently. Good God.
Nice.
Anyway, everyone in this story sucks. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.